This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
It's Afternoon Delight on Joy 94.9. Don't change your FM dial. Yep, I know you're used to every Thursday having the lovely Jano and Mason here on Joy 94.9, but they're all sick, so you've got me instead. It's Jean Arcuri driving you home with Afternoon Delight, and I'm joined here in the studio by the fabulous Freddie, Mr. Vic Bear. Hello, Freddie. How are you?
Grr. I'm great.
You've got your woof on. It's a very warm day today.
Oh, I'm sweating. My fur is glistening.
You've all got it going on.
Yes.
Now, we've got you in today because you've got a lot happening this weekend. It's a very big weekend, isn't it?
It is.
Because out in the Open Festival, today, let me get that right. Today in... I'm going to edit that bit. Today in Shepparton is the beginning of the Out in the Open Festival, a fantastic festival that brings people together from all over regional Victoria to come to Shepparton to speak at forums, to be a part of things. And on Saturday, they have a massive carnival day happening there in Shepparton, don't they?
They do. It's the event of the year for Shepparton. It's a wonderful day.
Now, you love Shepparton, don't you?
I do. I spent a couple years there recently, and it's a great little town.
Don't you think it's great that they're having this kind of pride celebrations that happen with forums and having ways for the LGBTIQA plus communities to come together in the regional area and just celebrate with everyone and show their pride?
Absolutely. And, you know, you walk down the street and you see all the cafes and shops with their pride banners and flags in the windows. It's a, you know, really good feeling as a queer person.
It's so awesome. Now, you, in fact, because you live in Melbourne, so you're doing something special. You've done this before to get to Carnival Day at Out in the Open, because from Melbourne to Shepparton, it takes a couple of hours. So you've organised a bus to Out in the Open Carnival Day, haven't you?
I have. So part of my, Vic Bear reign.
Part of your title.
Yes, I decided to do it again this year. So it's a bus that leaves the Lead at...
So that's happening this Saturday,
Saturday, yes.
So what's happening is that you get a fun, fabulous bus and everyone jumps on board in the morning and then makes your way to the Carnival Day. Now, you've been to the Carnival Day before. What is it like?
It's amazing. It's just a great day in a park. There's entertainment, there's booze, there's heaps to see and do.
It's so much fun. So, yep, you're organising a bus to take people. Now, you've had tickets on sale for a couple of weeks, and they're nearly sold out, I hear.
Yes, they are. There's, less than 10 tickets left.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yes.
And it's quite a big bus, so we have a whole lot of fun. You've got some entertainment. The fabulous Frock Hudson is joining you.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Which is absolutely great. So there's a whole lot of drag fun going on. Now, last year, it was absolutely a ball. Everyone was playing games. There was pass the parcel. It was an absolute hoot.
Yes, we've got some new games this year, and you know, I always say what goes on the bus stays on the bus. If anyone's met me, you know what that means.
Well, if anyone's traveled on a bus before, they know that's not true. That's not the way that it rolls. But still, this sounds absolutely fantastic. So if people wanted to, because there are only like about 10 tickets left, isn't there?
Yes.
So that means there's only 10 tickets left. It's happening in a couple of days. This Saturday, you can jump on the bus to the Out in the Open Carnival Day and come with a whole group of queers and friends and have a really fantastic time and enjoy a regional pride event. And I think it's well worth doing. I've been to Out in the Open Carnival Day for the past 4 years. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great. Also, the Vic Bears are having a picnic in the park.
Oh, really?
As well. So if any bears are listening and want to have a picnic...
And I know it can be intimidating when you think, oh, I'd like to go, but I'm just not sure. This is the perfect way for you to be able to jump on board and be a part of it, because you get to come on the bus. Sure, it leaves at what, 8:30 in the morning?
Yes.
It's a little bit early, but you can come along, you can jump on the bus, you can have a whole heap of fun and just enjoy yourselves and get to know some new people. Last year it was great because there were all these people that I'd never met. It was a whole fun time.
Yes, and you know what? I'm friends with most of them now. It's a great experience. Tickets are only $30,
yeah,
and that includes some drinks as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. So you get to have a brilliant fun time. So where can people find out about the tickets?
If you hop on Facebook and look up Out in the Open Bus,
That's it. Out in the Open Bus. If you just jump onto Facebook and look up Out in the Open Bus, then that will show you the event page, which can take you to the Eventbrite page where you can get tickets, or you can just go to the Eventbrite and you can type in the details there. Now, there were only 10 tickets left. Everyone and anyone is welcome, no matter how you identify, no matter your sexuality. It doesn't matter. If you want to come along and celebrate some regional pride with us, this is a great way to do it. Jump on the Out in the Open Bus, hosted by the fabulous Freddie and Frock Hudson, and come along this Saturday for a fantastic day. There are only 10 tickets left, so you don't want to miss out on that. But that's not all that you're doing in Shepparton this weekend, are you?
No. On Friday night, we are running a Prepare for Prep forum.
Now, this is a part of PAN, isn't it?
Yes, it's a part of PAN, and also it's one of the events for Out in the Open. So,
and this is a forum so that people can get to know and understand what PrEP is, pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah, so we start with the absolute basics for people that have no idea what PrEP is, through to, you know, slightly more advanced stuff. And you know what? I honestly believe that if you're on PrEP, you should know everything about it.
So for those that don't know, if you don't know what PrEP is actually a pill that you can take once a day, and it stops you from getting HIV.
Yes.
Which is absolutely fantastic. And PAN have been doing wonders within the community in a grassroots way about educating people. And if you're a part of any of their forums, you know, there are so many people that always have questions, whether it's, is this the right colour pill that I should be taking? Hey, have I got the right thing? Is this where I can access it? And it's now you're able to get PrEP on the PBS as of April 1st, which was ironic this year, which is wonderful. But this is the beautiful thing about one of these forums, because in the inner city, we have tons of information in regard to PrEP. We have a lot of support networks, and our sexual health organisations really support us here. And it's a whole different story. Yes, in regional Victoria, we've got, you know, our regional Thorn Harbour Health running around doing a whole lot. But for our regional communities, it can be a little harder to gain access to the information or the confidence to ask the questions that you need. So I guess this forum is a great way in which that is happening, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really, really excited about it. And if you want to attend, again, jump on Facebook and look up Prepare for Prep. And
would that be on the Out in the Open website as well?
Yeah, it's also on the
Out. So this is a part of Out in the Open. Now, it's happening in Shepparton on this Friday night. So if we've got any listeners right now that are out there in regional Victoria thinking, that's something really interesting, jump on the Facebook page. You can find out more details. Jump on the website. Come along. One of the really important things with forums like this, and one of the things when we're talking about our sexual health or talking about the tools to use and make our sexual health and lives better, one of the hardest things is for us to be able to talk about it. But it's also one of the most important. And that's why I think it's really good that you guys are doing it. You guys at PAN are doing a forum like this, because you're creating this space for people to be able to become confident through seeking knowledge by talking to another individual, which I think is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, anyone in Shepparton or, you know, in around Shepparton area, come along. It's going to be a great night. And there's free wine and cheese.
See, it's there you go. A whole heap of fun. It's absolutely fantastic. You've got a lot going on. Mr. Vic Bear has so much happening. So you've got on Friday night, you're heading to Shepparton, and you've got the prep forum that you guys are doing at PAN. Then you're driving all the way back.
Yeah, we're driving back
Hop on a bus. First thing Saturday morning. Remember, tickets are still available to jump on the Out and the Open, the bus to Out in the Open. Tickets are still available. All you've got to do is jump onto the Facebook page or to Eventbrite and look up Out in the Open Bus. There are only 10-ish tickets left.
Yeah.
So you want to get in and get them. It's a really fantastic, fun way for you to get to the Out in the Open Festival, the Out in the Open Carnival Day happening. And it's such a great day with performances by lovely LGBTIQA+ choirs. You've got drag queens. You have local acts singing amazing music. Regional, it's really great to just go and celebrate with regional people and have and experience what they experience their rainbow pride as opposed to the one that you're used to. So I encourage everyone to come on down, and why not jump on a bus at the same time?
Amazing. Oh, and I just checked my phone. I got a notification, make that 9 tickets.
Oh, there we go.
So there we go. So
it's getting less
and
less. So book your tickets right now. Freddie, thank you so much for joining me
today.
Thanks
for having me.
You're on Afternoon Delight with Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.